tree and drink a lot of water. Right, Gus?
That's right. That's right. It takes 7.7 hours to burn 4,500 calories of football. 7.7. That's right. We're telling our team to be allergic to the big meal now.
What if you're sitting around and watching football? How many hours? More?
3 weeks.
I'm screwed.
Okay, I'll open up for questions.
Was Miller a maintenance day? Or is there an issue?
Yeah. Yeah, he should be fine. Okay. Should be good.
How much about how to manage these guys during the week late in the season? Who did you learn from?
Well, I think you constantly learn. You just try to evaluate your team and where they're at. You know, we've had a couple years now of looking at things and trying different things. But, you know, I think that just the health of your team and where you're at, I think, is the most thing. And then just get a chance to visit with our trainers and strength coaches and as well as the players.
Do you think the approach you've taken on Fridays has benefited?
Yes, I think that's been for us. Now, every year is different and every week is different. But we look at just going by our talking to the players and how they feel going into the game. I think it's been a good move for us.
Skill-wise, offensively, you seem to be as healthy as been all season. Do you make an effort to work guys in or just kind of keep going?
Well, it's always a challenge. I mean, you look at guys and they have different skill sets, but you start adding up four targets for all of them. And before you know it, you're at 30 attempts. And, you know, so I think you just go by, hey, what scheme do we like? How are we going to try to attack the defense? And then you try to get roles for guys within that scheme, and then you go. And, you know, it's the quarterback, Blake, has obviously got his reads, and he's got to stay true to that rather than trying to get the ball to certain guys.
Usually receivers, they don't get enough throw into them. They get unhappy. Is this a crew that doesn't get into that?
Well, I think you're accurate in saying that. Sometimes that can happen. We're not at that stage, and you know, our guys are been great, and they're still learning. But I think you talk about that, you know, and maybe more in OTAs and how you want to develop the team, and you're aware of it. They're highly competitive. They want to do everything they can to help the team, and they probably have the mindset that they can help the team. And so, you know, there may be talk like that, but that's okay. That's part of it. You know, you're dealing with a highly competitive group, and that's no different than tight ends, wide receivers, and running backs. It's probably more of an offensive mindset than anything, but, you know, as long as they handle it and they keep the premise of what's best for the team.
Brian Walters has had like 6 or 7 third down conversion catches the last couple weeks. What makes him an effective guy on that day?
Well, I think that, you know, he's real disciplined in his route running. Obviously, Blake trusts him. I think he's earned that trust through the time that he's been here and he's played. And it's the consistency that he shows. So I think those are all factors that are involved into it. When he gets his opportunity, for the most part, he catches them. And I think the discipline is route running, though.
When he's running against zone coverage, is it easy to like break off your route, whereas he just sticks to it?
Well, you know, some of it is based off the scheme, you know, how we're going into it and how we're trying to attack the defense. So, you know, there's some freedom there, but for the most part, it's just how the route is designed.
Going back to your Friday-Saturday approach, copycat league and word spreads fast. Do you expect to hear from other people asking more about it, or have you already heard?
Well, I think from year to year it's different. Some people go through a year and they make some changes and they have really good success with limited injuries, maybe, you know, versus every other team in the league. And then the next year they go into it and they do the same things and all of a sudden injuries come up. So I think that's just like everything else. I don't think you ever have it. I think that you have to be willing to adjust as the season goes on. And first and foremost is the health of the players. So we feel like it's been beneficial to us. We'll keep looking into it, find ways to improve it. And, but every year is different.
Olson talked about players taking notes, having a file. Your playing team played last year. Does that actually help players?
Yeah, I think a lot of the good players that you spend time around do that. They have files on not only players but on coordinators, what they like to do in certain situations, and it's on the coaches to gather that information. But I think it's really good. Some of the best players I've been around do that. They take notes and they'll pull out the notebook on former coordinators that they're facing just to see if any of the notes pertain to that game.
So you encourage the current players to take notes?
Yes, it's very good.
A couple follow-up on IR guys from last week. On Marks, when do you think that Will he be cleared for the start of offseason? What's the time
frame? Boy, you know what? I'm not sure the exact time frame that he's looking at.
Right, and then Sample, is his best thing now just rested, or do you think?
Well, I think, you know, going through it, that's what we're trying to see right now. You know, he'll rest, and I know he's gotten a second opinion, and that's still a conversation taking place with our trainers and him.
Did you see enough of James to know what you have here?
What's that?
Sample. Did you see enough?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, he didn't get much playing time. We'd like to see him play more, but sometimes injuries like that keep you out of playing. And so I think anytime he's got a really good skill set, I think we like what we saw in practice and the limited time he did play. Big and strong and reads things pretty well. Pretty reactive player. But, you know, it's really all we have to go on is what we saw the limited time he played.
The league announced Colts in London next year. Any thoughts on that being a division game? Is that okay?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're trying to make that truly a home game for us. And, you know, whoever we play is the sideline that's Indianapolis. So that's good. You know, we made a commitment over there. And, you know, I think it's good. We knew it was going to come that we were going to play a divisional opponent over there sometime. So it just happens to be next year.
Telvin has his good tackle stats. Is he getting the right position or is just a good tackler for both?
Well, I think that he's starting to be in good position. And I think his tackling is becoming more consistent. Now, he's getting what? I don't know. I look at the stat sheet and I see 9, 10, 11 tackles a game. And there's always a few out there that, you know, you wish that he would make to make it more even more consistent. But I thought last game he was pretty consistent. There was a couple on the read option that he played, one-on-one tackle, did a good job. Where the week before, I think, you know, it got him. So I just keep seeing him improve. He's going to have some open field tackles just by the position he plays. So there's close quarters within the box and then out in the perimeter, and he seemed to be doing a better job.
A call by the name of sacks. Does he have a knack for it, or you're using the right scheme to?
Well, I think that he does. You know, he's gotten some pressure. I think last week it just worked out for him that you know, it was type of a formation blitz, so he was the guy that ended up coming. He did a good job on it. I think he does have a knack of blitzing. I think he understands it. But, you know, he's taking advantage of his opportunities.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.